afternoon. Today is Friday, November the 28th, 328th day of the new year. Joining us this day after Thanksgiving, Mr. Quimby is alongside.
Oh, bless your heart. For the
but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Go ahead, you can introduce.
And here's Lucy.
Hi.
That's it. We're done.
Now in full disclosure.
You want more.
I knew this lady, well.
Go back.
We
go
had
back.
Interchange. It
go
was
way
it
back.
Was a formal setting. She was my one of my eighth grade teachers. So
correct.
I thought you dated her.
In his mind.
We had thoughts.
That's one of the benefits of being a teacher.
Yeah.
There's always thoughts.
It was more of a nutrition break and we just kind of hung out, but that's okay. It'll work.
It all counts.
So this afternoon we'll talk about bringing in some things into the educational model that perhaps you haven't thought of, either as a parent or as a grandparent or as somebody who has influence over little ones. So we'll talk a little bit about, the wide range of colors when we come back.
What a smooth segue.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou and Lucy Quimby. But before we do, our quote.
This is from old Al Einstein.
That was Al Franken. I remember coming after you.
No, Albert Einstein. He said, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science."
Oh, you did homework. That's not fair.
It's my job. It's what I do.
Getting a quote that pertains to the show.
I've been trained.
And as a navigator, you did a fine job.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you very much. See you around.
Lucy, when you're talking about the use of colors and arts and making things stand out in people's minds, is there any consistency? If you're writing an article, okay, if three syllables is good, two is better, one is best.
Is that why nobody calls in when I talk?
Yeah. Good, he's using all single syllables. That's good.
I will tell you a little story that has something to do with this and maybe not so much to do with it, but a lot to do with everything. I was also on the Curriculum Commission in the state of California choosing books for schools in English. And we got a dumbed down, and that's what they were called, version of Edgar Allan Poe, The Black Cat. And I read it to my eighth graders, and they sat there and looked at me, yawned, and said, what's wrong? Well, this is horrible, Mrs. Q. This is horrible. So then I read them the real Edgar Allan Poe. And we're talking way above eighth grade, some of them. They loved it. They absolutely loved it. They didn't know all the words, but they loved it. So reaching for above, always, always.
I would think it's tough to, if you're working with a classical piece. Now, hopefully you had a thump, 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 thump in the background just to set them up for the next one.
Definitely, definitely.
Why would you mess with something that has,
I agree,
all of the flavors and the nuances? I mean, it's like reading Dr. Seuss.
No absolute reason, except they kept saying, kids can't learn this. Let's make sure they can read it. Well, they can be read, too. I did Great Expectations with ninth graders. They loved it. We did it as a serial, just like he did. We did it with all of the mystery that was involved and the
Pip.
Fact that there were, good old Pip and Miss Havisham. Yes.
See, I had Mrs. G for ninth.
And you had the other. No, that's all right. And Mrs. G, I love you. Hopefully you're out there listening. And basically, that's exactly it. The kids can do it. But getting back into my heart of hearts today and my passion is one of the things that's missing in a lot of kids' lives is the arts. And when I talk about art, I'm talking about music, dance, theater, visual arts, performing arts, and the fact that these things are not included in a whole bunch of kids' lives as they go to school. I can't believe it's not there, but it isn't there. And so we've been working very hard. I belong to the Humboldt Alliance for Arts Education, started 4 years ago here, under the California Alliance for Arts Education, which is an advocacy group to get the arts included in every child's curriculum in the state of California.
Do kids need to be exposed to it to get excited, or do they need to be immersed in it?
Both. Immersed would be great. I would love the days back when we had art specialists, music specialists, theater specialists. If that can't happen, then integrating into the subject areas. I taught Spanish for 17 years, actually. And when you're teaching a culture, Brian, you are teaching not just words in a language, you are teaching the whole package. And the whole package means the art, the music, the drama, everything. And there is no way any of us in the languages could ever teach a language without teaching the arts. We integrate it constantly. And so I never thought about it until some people said, oh, I can't do that in my classroom, so I'm not going to do it.
Pushback from faculty. Definitely. One of the things that I've always had frustrations with is the way that history has been taught, because it's either, it's as exciting as what Lou looks like right now,
or
it's the questions at the end of the chapter. And it's like, wait a minute, how do you know?
I think of Ken Burns, and I think of all he's done on public television.
Sure.
And I think back to just one experience I had. I was in Scotland, and we were talking about the clearances, where they used the English basically came in and cleared the land because they wanted the Scots out of there. And we actually were immersed in playing a game, so to speak, but it was a history game, and we got to be people in
this town. So who was Robert the Bruce?
Oh, I can't remember.
But
I remember that I was a peasant, and I thought I was doing pretty well. I was definitely in favor, and I was going along fine, and then suddenly I'm out, and I said, wait a minute, I've been doing everything right. How come? So that really
got me. Huh? Did pestilence get you?
I can't remember what it was, but it was probably one of those. But basically, I was definitely immersed in this clearances, Scottish history, and I was there. I was actually in Scotland, where it took place, where these things were happening. So, no, we cannot take every child out of the classroom into a place like that, but we can do more than just talk at them.
KINS, which I personally don't find bad, considering what we're doing right now. KINS News and Information Time. The talking will continue. It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou and Lucy Quimby. Lucy, the concept of arts, or yeah, I would even back it off. And I mean, you say arts, and all of a sudden, some people have visions of tights and we're dancing around. Okay. How about a full approach to a subject matter? And I think everybody kind of bonds to that one. Why has the model in public, and probably for most private education, gone away from, here's a situation, now let's explore it from all these various facets? Is it the regimentation of the curriculum?
Yeah, it gets down to a lot of things. Money is the basis of a lot of it.
Same number of teachers, same number of kids, just reset it.
Reset it. Money, they can't afford to get somebody in there. The school's preparing the students. Some of them are doing a wonderful job. Some are not. I mean, students meaning students coming out as teachers. Some come out knowing their subject very well, but they don't know all the integration of other things into that subject matter. So basically, one of the things that we're working on is the integration of the arts into the core curriculum. I don't know if you know that. Common Core, you've heard, yes, you're nodding your head.
Oh, yeah,
head.
Gary
heard,
and Fred. Oh,
no,
yeah,
they've been
yeah,
talking yeah. it. Well, basically, people are afraid of that. They're concerned. And one of the things that we're working on in California,
why?
Because there, it's more of the subject matter and more testing. And it's like, can't people just leave things alone and go forward with what's going on? No, this is more, I don't have all the answers to why. But basically, one of the things that's missing from it are the arts. And we are talking about why can't the arts be integrated into the Common Core? And that's what we're working on.
So one of the reasons for that is that people have to evaluate somehow, one way or another, the value of a program. And one of the easiest, fastest ways is to measure it. And you can measure by testing. And now if you start backing that up, then you go, okay, if we want high scores on the testing, then we will have to teach things that kids can score well on. Okay, now you get a read and regurgitate factory.
Yes, no's, true, and falses.
Yeah, and yeah. That meets the needs of the administration, the structure, and the bureaucracy. It does not meet the needs of the child.
So what if we did something that governments always want to do and redefine a term? Instead of arts, we called it culture. Now, I would imagine there's not going to be pushback because you can look at the arts and see this is either reflecting of or commenting on the political situation or some of the other things that are out there. I would think that you wouldn't get quite the pushback.
I don't know how that would work. I like the idea. The main thing that I'm seeing that's not happening, that needs to be happening, that every child is receiving a chance to be creative in their life rather than just memorize things. Also, when we talk about the arts, we talk about the fact that they can be confident, they're problem solvers. One thing the arts do is prepare kids for the work world. I remember way back when I was teaching. People were saying that, oh no, these kids are coming in and they don't know a thing. We can't hire them. They don't know anything. Bring them to us. Let us train them, but make sure they can think, operative word, read, of course, but think. And so one of the things that the arts does is help with problem solving, help with focus, perseverance, help with kids that need to collaborate with one another. Think outside the box. How do you problem solve? How do you get something to work that's not got an answer of 8, 10, 12, or a measure of 2 cups to 1? And I think that the arts requires kids' minds to do that. And that's what employers want. They want innovators. They want creative thinkers. They want problem solvers, team builders, collaborators, confident communicators, complex multitaskers, and risk takers. And that's not from me, folks. That's from the California Alliance for Arts Education. Thank you guys very much.
Funny, the phrase I wrote down was only had 3 words.
What was your 3?
Critical learning skills.
Yeah.
If they can learn. Yep. You probably put down drug-free testing too.
Well,
that would be nice.
That's
gonna shoot the moon.
That's now the obvious. But
rare. I mean, that's when I talk to buds in the area. There are 2 things: they can't think, and reading. I think is part of that. Instead of playing video games and communicating via your thumbs instead of talking to people, and pass the whiz test.
Yeah.
Those 2 things. I mean, if you got an active mind, nobody's going to be able to teach anybody what I need. But if they teach how to learn, then it's on me.
Yeah.
Rather than hoping to find somebody that's a perfect match.
And giving you a chance to do that in a workplace.
Yeah.
Giving you credit for some things and thinking.
Well, or instead of just, this is... Oh, I've got a story to share. KINS, News and Information Time, is 3:35. Nah, he won't listen to it on the website. We'll be back with more from the Quimbys.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with my old... No. If I call you an old school teacher.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Sorry.
My mature, former school teacher.
It's an honor.
Once a teacher, always a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, the teacher part. It was the other words and the phrase that I was concerned about, Lou. Thanks. About arts, part of the life experience. I would think that... Let's say you guys shoot the moon and arts or culture is incorporated in everything. And then we get out of school and we find the cliff and we start doing other things. I wouldn't think that that would go down as a win in anybody's books. So how do you try to enthuse or invigorate the thought of culture, whether it's history, whether it's performing arts, whether it's visual arts, whether it's whatever, as a lifelong pursuit rather than a class that you're trying to get a passing grade with and, whew, okay, made it through accounting. Now I don't have to really worry about that one.
That's a good one, Brian. And I'm thinking.
One piece at a time, one
well,
person at a time.
Well, I was going to say one step at a time and one kid
step,
at a time.
One example, one opportunity at a time.
And I'm looking at all of the opportunities our kids are having just in Eureka right now. The Morris Graves has a youth gallery, and we are encouraging the teachers to get their art in, get their kids' art so we can show that off. We have Arts Alive for Kids last year, first time. We're going to have an all-county arts alive, I guess, well, count all county arts festival coming up next year. We're encouraging the kids to become those lifelong learners. And I guess it takes teachers, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, the community to continue to have that child thinking that this isn't the end. When I graduate, I'm going on, but I'm going on and have all of this in my soul, in my heart, in my mind. And it's not just that little bit that's done. I've got 75 more years or 100 more years, who knows, and it's going to be part of my life.
Lucy's on the board of directors at the museum, and she's a docent. And the schools call into the museum and say, could you send out somebody with a bunch of pictures and talk to the kids? So Lucy and the other docents take a bunch of pictures, and they go out and they talk to the kids. And they show the kids different artists or different areas of art or different cultures in art. And they talk about what is art, lime, shape, form, texture, value, color, history, what their culture was like, what prompted the artists to do the things that they did, and then they go away. And then the kids have been inoculated, if you please, or vaccinated with this kind of a pure presentation of this is what it is, and this is the beginning. There's more. And the kids go, okay, I'm full. That's enough for today. And then the kids think about that. And one, as a teacher or a therapist, one never knows when you plant a seed, which one will grow, which one will bloom, which one will have its own seeds and plants.
It's when you relay, and you get, Lucy, you go, and the team goes out to the schools. I thought, my first just flash, how sad. Why aren't the kids coming to the museum?
They do. Now, there's another problem with the money thing, Brian. I've been doing lots and lots of school tours this fall. Here comes the Trinidad kids, parents driving them, which is wonderful, small enough class. But you get a huge class of 30 kids, or you get four classes of 30 kids, and you try to get a bus to come down. It's not easy, and I understand that it's easier for us, one person, to go to them, which we do. We also have art banks. These are... paintings, original pieces of art that hang in the school for a month, and we go out
and rotate around.
And rotate around, and we go out and talk to the kids. There's a lot of good things that are happening like that, but again, it's always the money, always how to and do it, and we just.
So it's not a time factor necessarily.
No,
it's just financial resources.
Yeah, and then the ones that, of course, that want us and love us and ask for us, we continue to give back to them.
Yeah. Is there any thoughts, I guess, to, you know, all this virtual stuff, that is dumbing things down? I'm sure that Photoshop is used in a lot of visual arts and graphics.
Now, what we're taking is original oil paintings, acrylics.
Doing the to coin a phrase, doing the do.
we got real stuff. We have a real tapestry. We have real stuff, Brian. But yes, in digital photography, there are a lot of things happening, but not with the pieces that we're taking. So we're taking, and they are. That was the whole idea. Dr. Richard Anderson started this many, many years ago, and said he wanted original pieces of art for the kids to have in their school, brought to them, and that's what we are continuing. That particular, we also take out other prints if we can't take an original piece out.
One of the things that I think is in this mix somewhere, and I don't know to what extent or where it would fit in, the two paycheck family. Okay, so yeah, I'll probably get lambasted for this, but not in this house. Mom not being available to take the kids out to, or mom and dad going even around, or going to, let's say, the museum on Saturday or Sunday. You know, it is one of my little tweaks is the Clark Museum not being open during people time. Yeah, 10 to 4. I'm sorry, if you're employed. Yeah, it's really tough to take your kid. So we don't have that opportunity to experience everything. And then with the video push and the cloistering and the cocooning and all that kind of stuff, you know, there's not a desire or a willingness by a lot of kids to get out. And with the cultural garbage that's out there now, we certainly don't want to, hey, why don't you guys ride your bikes down into Old Town and check? That one ain't going to fly. You know, the things that used to be normal aren't normal anymore. So is this Don Quixote trying to chase normal again or reinvent it? Or are there some avenues where we can insert this and take it back one step at a time?
I think there's always avenues, and I agree, one step at a time. But the schools are not. I mean, that's a place where a student is in school by law, and they are there. And they may be homeless. They may be living in poverty, but they have a school, they have a teacher, they have a room, they have a school area. And that's one place where we can inject, infuse, encourage, and bring the arts into every child. And that's the whole idea among all of us that work with the California Alliance of Arts Education, which we are a Humboldt County part. Get the arts in so every child can experience them.
Do the schools want you in?
Most of them.
But there is some resistance?
I'm sure there's some resistance.
There's also just the ordinary money problem. And if you have a curriculum in a school and the money starts drying up, what goes first?
And I hate the word fluff, but that's what they call it.
Arts go first. Goes.
We are not fluff. We are part of...
But if Lucy's coming in as a freebie...
Exactly, that's a whole different issue.
Tough to argue it on that basis.
It's very tough to argue that. We have a lot of good things. Let me just give you a couple of things. We have 6,500 student participants in the Humboldt County-sponsored arts programs. That's a lot of kids.
That includes music and bands and the whole nine yards, okay.
And 2,400 students were from 20 K-12 schools in the Youth Arts Alive last year, 400 in schools to drama, 1,500 student in music, 1,800 student performances in schools to theater. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. And our latest Humboldt County Office of Ed, I'll plug in for my friend Stacy Young. She is the curriculum specialist in visual and performing arts at Humboldt County. She's now working on reserved seats, and SEATS stands for Students Engaged in the Arts Through School. And it's
nice.
A nice program. She's got the music was the first one.
I thought you just got to have reserved on some chairs
well,
for the
they,
kids.
Well, they basically do. They do. She has so many seats available to go see the Nutcracker. They have so many seats available for the symphony. They're working now on studios to get the kids out into the artist studios and dance. They just went to the state level and talked to the big guns about the arts with Common Core. And Stacy, our own Stacy, was there with a program with the arts, dance, and the Common Core.
Do the live theater groups? I know that they use kids as part of it, but does North Coast Rep and Ferndale and those guys, are they part
they
of this
have,
also?
They have some parts that they do in the summer for young people, and then some of them, I know the opera company always has kids in theirs. But yes, they do, and they're also involved in this reserved seats. So we are very blessed in Humboldt County for many, many reasons.
And reserved was way too long a word to use.
I'm sorry.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We'll be back with more from the Quimbys.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:48. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Lou and Lucy Quimby. And it's a break in the routine. We haven't talked about any of the holiday humdrums.
I'm not talking about the holiday humdrums,
I know,
right?
Just drums.
We're talking about integration in education, in the current acronym for the importance of education in this country is STEM, S-T-E-M, science, technology, engineering, and math. And years ago, the Rochester Design Institute put an A in there to make it STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, so that they're integrated together, the education. Now, when
that's national.
That's national, yeah. So when kids get creative and they get their juices flowing, the creative urges, implications, the free thinking, feeling, the intuition, the spirit slops over into science, technology, engineering, and math. And if they don't have any arts, it turns out to be kind of dry and methodical and only applications on theory from before. But when arts are thrown in there, then kids start getting creative and they indeed generate, invent new things. Now, if you look at the internet now, people see that's a downside because kids don't go to museums anymore because they got Google on their iPhone and they can find out anything they need to anytime they need to. Well, they don't have to worry about their creative impulses because they can get the data to back up their impulse quickly. They don't have to wait to go to the library, for example.
You'll bring her back next month, right?
Anything you wish.
I got lots more questions for this.
Anything
girl.
You wish.
Good
anything
deal.
You wish.
Happy, well, Thanksgiving weekend. Thank go out and do whatever you guys
we're gonna,
do, and we'll
we're gonna have
see you in
turkey leftovers.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with the Quimbys. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.